One of the exercises I do with entrepreneurs is called the sex exercise. As enticing as that might sound for some, it's really not what it may seem. So the sex exercise is where I ask the audience to write the word sex on a piece of paper, draw a circle around it, and then given a 3-minute time period to write down all the words that they associate with the word sex. And in an audience of 200-300 people, this is quite an exciting little exercise that they do. I tell them that the average number of words that people associate with the word sex is 14. And anyone who's above 14 particular words is above average, and those below are below average. And off they go. And then the 3-minute gong goes, and then I ask them to stop. And then the exciting part happens. I ask them to look over at their next door neighbor and see how many words that their neighbor wrote down in association with the word sex was the same as theirs. And that included plurals. So here's the thing, that sex is a universal term. It's across ages, across races, cultures. And if I say I had sex last night, I would think that you understood what happened last night. And yet when we do this experiment, and you can try this for yourself, you will see that on average, the number of words is no more than 2 to 3 words that correlate. And the average is actually right down to 1. And a big chunk of people in the audience will have absolutely no words that correlate. The reason I do this exercise is to show them that when we are speaking about a particular subject, in particular when we talk about our own businesses, in our mind we have a full understanding of what we're saying, and we perceive the person who's listening to understand the context and the detail that we are trying to describe at 100% fidelity or close to that. In other words, what I am saying is what you understand. And the reality is it's closer to 5 or 10% fidelity. And then I say, once you understand this, you will understand that when you are pitching your business, that the person listening to you only really understands 5 to 10% of what you are saying. I remember the day where I first realized how unpredictable people's understanding was of what you were saying. I just told an audience about my journey as an entrepreneur, which started off with me in a retail clothing store that sold clothing. It was a retail clothing store. But we did a promotion where you would bring in any pair of secondhand shoes and we would give you a voucher to purchase at that store. Afterward, while speaking to many people who were in the audience, they kept referring to the fact that I was running a shoe shop. They had conflated the fact that there was a retail clothing store and the shoe promotion, and their brains had just made it into one idea called a shoe store. And that's how they remembered me. And even up until today, when people randomly might engage me on the street or in a shopping center, they go, "Ah, I remember you had that shoe shop," which was definitely not the case. So for me, what's very important is that it is my responsibility to ensure that they understood that I do not have a history as a shoe shop owner, but a history as a clothing store owner. Meditation 11 reads like this: I see myself as creating compelling value. I have the ability to articulate it. All those who hear it understand it. I see myself as creating compelling value. I have the ability to articulate it. All those who hear it understand it. Why this meditation is so important is to remind myself and you, the entrepreneur, that when we go out to sell our ideas, our products, our services, we must be incredibly conscious about the fact that what we are communicating is not what is being understood. And it is our responsibility to ensure that we communicate in a way where the other person indeed understands. So this meditation is really about consciousness, the consciousness about we very often go into the world thinking that we are very clear with our message when we are indeed not. I see myself as creating compelling value. I have the ability to articulate it. All those who hear it understand it.